The textile, garment and leather employees union Teglu has kicked against government's decision to donate seized pirated textile products to charity. Addressing a news conference in Tema, the General Secretary of the union, Abraham Kumsen, said such a move without the express consent of the intellectual property rights holders violates WTO trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights agreements. Justice Mingle sat through the news conference and has filed this report.
Formerly, seized pirated textile products are bent to deter the smuggling of such products into the country. Now, government has decided to donate the seized textiles to charity. This, the Textile Garments and Leather Employees Union vehemently opposes, saying it goes against sections of WTO's trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights agreement. He said, as a founding member of WTO, Ghana is expected to commit itself to the agreement which seeks to protect intellectual property rights with deterrent sanctions, including destruction of counterfeit products.
Unlike African countries that can be threatened with sanctions if we are not complying with certain rules and that sort of thing, China, it is very difficult. They blatantly, with impunity, they will not do things that conforms with international rules. Why is that they don't allow unions there to operate? Each and every day we have messages, they have arrested this union leader, they have done that. You cannot negotiate. So, meanwhile, they are members of ILO, and they know African countries are vulnerable. So, we allow ourselves to be dictated to as to what we should do. China will be part of it, but if they say they will not comply with it, they won't comply with it.
Mr. Kumsen, who is Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour, lamented the imminent collapse of the textile industry in Ghana due to unfair competition with the importation of cheap pirated textile products from foreign sources.
Our focus is not about why are you competing with us. What we are saying is that if you want to import, we have approved entry points, Tema Harbor, Takoradi Harbor, or the airport. Now, why do people import goods from China? They come all the way to West Africa. Then they stop over in Lomé and discharge the goods. Then they use the bushes and bring them here. If you are doing genuine business, you will do that. So we are talking about people who are evading taxes. If they are doing genuine, import the goods, clear them at our entry point, pay the appropriate duties so that we can fairly compete. We're talking about fair competition. It's not about why the thing is cheap. You bring them here and pay your duties, all right. We don't have any problem. But apart from smuggling this thing, you are also using designs that we have spent a lot of money to create.
Mr. Kumsen entreated government to expedite measures to save the industry from total collapse.
Justice Mingle's report.